Hi, I'm Ellie Newberg. Most children are filled with an endless curiosity. They are constantly asking, why? I can't count the number of times that my siblings have asked me questions to the point where I would be willing to do anything else. A child will consistently ask about anything they want to know without embarrassment. Most of the time, they get an answer. They see adults as having all of the answers, as knowing how to solve any problem. They want to have that. They want to know. Adults, in reality, don't have the answers to everything. They do things like wash their speeches overnight and then write it on graph paper because they live in a house of mathematicians and can't find regular paper. Not that I know anyone who's done that, just could happen. They are expected to figure out things and can't always be given a simple answer to their problems. They have a much larger amount of responsibility. They think nostalgically about being young and being free from responsibility. The human race, as a whole, seeks freedom. A child sees the freedom in adult life. They see someone who can do what they want and stay up past their bedtime. They see someone who is wise enough to make their own choices. They see freedom in knowledge. A child wants that freedom. An adult sees the innocence of a child as their freedom from responsibility. They want that time when everything was simpler and things could be seen in black and white. They see freedom in innocence. In the real world, there is no such thing as complete freedom. You're always restricted by basic needs. I have never met someone who does not need to eat or sleep, nor have I met someone who wants to be free from eating or sleeping. The best thing to do is get enough freedom for you to be happy, however much that is for you. Don't spend your childhood waiting to grow up and your adult life trying to reverse time.
Hi, I am Catherine Bartosik. In seventh grade, my history teacher went up to the front of the room and he told us that he was probably about to give us the exact same speech that we'd been hearing for years. He told us that it may sound cliche, but we should enjoy our childhood while it lasts because it may feel like it will last forever. But in reality, it's just a small window in our lifetimes and it's going to start closing soon. He said that some of his best memories were of him and his friends eating pizza and playing wiffle ball all day, and we should try to appreciate those kinds of good times. I honestly walked out of class that day without giving that little speech a second thought. But the man really did have a point. So many kids just want to get older, and even teens like us will spend so much time worrying about the future. We won't even try to stop and enjoy the opportunities that we have. Childhood may be the most influential part of everyone's lives, so it should be treasured and not rushed. All around us, there are voices telling us to grow up and to act as mature as we possibly can, but there isn't anybody saying that we need to slow down and take a break from growing up for a little while. Sometimes we need to let go of being an adult for a little bit so we can embrace the vitality and the innocence of the inner child that is within us all.
I'm Portia, and one of the biggest things I miss about being a child is my mom dressed me, and so she would know when I was supposed to dress up and not wear flip-flops to church. Recently, I was babysitting, and the girl asked to play dolls with me, and obviously I did. And when so she told me I was the camp counselor, I realized something. I used to pick up a doll and play with it for hours by myself. I used to play with, like, washcloths and pretend they were fish or Rapunzel hair, and now I couldn't think of a single thing to say. I know what a camp counselor is, I know how they act, I know what their job is, but the creativity aspect wasn't the same. As this third grader fed me lines, I felt really disconnected, and I consider myself a very creative person, and I was upset with myself. So that night I went home, found an old doll, and played with it until I could remember what childish creativity felt like. I talked with the doll, had a tea party with it, found all its clothes and dressed it up. And this sounds a bit absurd, but you may be wondering, how can I get my creativity back? Well, it's different for everyone. When I told my parents that I did this, they tried it. My mom said she went and drew pictures like she used to, and my dad found his old train set and set it up. So don't worry, your creativity isn't lost. I found mine and you can too. Just take a moment and think back to what you could do for hours as a child and try it. It may feel odd at first, but practice makes perfect and you can find your inner child again.
Hi, I'm Juliana. Childhood is the most precious of things. It represents how much we have grown and how far we have come. It is the source of our ability to imagine, our hope, and our greatest thrills. It is imperative for us to retain it, and if we cannot, we should at least capture it in memory and reanimate it in ourselves and others. Those that resign to a tranquil adult existence give up their greatest means of appreciating existence. Childhood, in its most beautiful form, is the greatest season.
I want you to think of your home. Now, for most of you, your home is your sanctuary. It is a place where you feel relaxed, at ease, and where you belong. For youth discovering who they are in this crazy world, Camp Adirondack is often their home, as it has been mine for the past 7 years. Adirondack is a Unitarian Universalist camp and conference center in the Adirondacks and the beneficiary of today's Give Away the Plate. Though Adirondack is a camp, it is much more than that. Adirondack is an amazing and transformative place. It is a place where every identity is accepted and cherished. A place where it doesn't matter what clothes you wear or how you do your hair, but what matters is who you genuinely are. Being LGBTQ, straight, shy, flamboyant, athletic, artistic, or poetic does not define you at Adirondack. At Adirondack, each camper is valued for their uniqueness and affirmed for who they are. Adirondack is a place of unconditional love and acceptance. Adirondack teaches youth that they can build an inclusive and loving community in a broken world. Through this, Adirondack instills the Unitarian Universalist principles in youth in ways that could never be taught in a classroom. By living them for a week or more, Adirondack turns more youth into lifelong UUs than any church ever could. In the words of a former camper and staff member, Adirondack is not just simply a sleepaway camp, but an ideal as well. If it was not for Adirondack, I would not be as confident or as outgoing as I am today. It was Adirondack that instilled the basic Unitarian Universalist beliefs and principles in me, and not by preaching or worship, but by the community that was built there. It is a world all in its own, which is essentially a model of how the outside world we live in every day should work. Though some of you might not know of Unirondack, it is all around FUSA's community. I invite you to raise your hand if you have ever attended any Unirondack program. Thank you. Now, I invite you to raise your hand, having seen if you know anybody who has been influenced by and involved with Unirondack. As you can see, Unirondack is all around us. Many of FUSA's youth, past and present, have attended Unirondack, and many FUSAns have been on staff and served on the board of directors. Unirondack, like every other nonprofit, is constantly in search of funds. Today's plate collection will be used for various things. Camp scholarships, known as camperships, which allow youth who would be financially unable to attend camp to go. The Unirondack Foundation campaign, and much needed camp renovations and repair. I ask you to support the legacy of Unirondack for UU youth, adults, and others by giving what you can. If you would like to learn more, please visit unirondack.org or see me after the service. You can also donate to Unirondack online, where additionally you can find volunteer opportunities. Thank you.